So I know you worked with a student on this legislation. Can you tell me a little bit about that process as far as getting this bill passed and a little bit about what the new law does?
Sure, and we're talking about House Bill 4432 that was signed by the governor at the Illinois State Fair. This was a student initiative, a student in my district. At the time he sent the letter, he was a junior at Alwood High School in Woodhull. And by the time the bill got signed, he's ready to start his senior year now. And he has been an excellent trumpet and bugle player in high school and even belongs to a national youth organization called Youth Trumpet Taps Corps. It's a service organization for high school trumpet players who volunteer to play taps at military funerals. He's done quite a few, estimates probably 24 services, and it is not an excused absence in Illinois. There are some other states that have made this by statute where it was an excused absence. Those are Oklahoma, Texas, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. A little interesting side note is that in Texas and Wisconsin, they even offer a $25 college tuition voucher for each funeral that the youth plays at, you know, over their high school career. And so that's just one more thing they're doing to even incentivize it. This was really almost a civics lesson for this young man. He brought the issue. He wants to honor veterans. And it's a way he feels it can be very meaningful. And he thought that it should be an excused absence. So he brought the issue, asked if I would introduce the legislation. I did. He testified in Springfield. He was present when the bill was signed. His parents came down for the bill signing and his two younger brothers. And so it was a good civics lesson for him. But the important thing is it's offering families of whether it's a fallen soldier or a military service for, you know, even a veteran, even though it might not be a fallen soldier from conflict, if they feel that it would be more meaningful to have a live playing of taps, this definitely would increase the potential of there being someone available. The pool of taps players isn't real big. Some have gone to this where it's actually a recorded or electronic playing of taps. Kind of looks like a bugle, and they could play the taps that way. And that's fine. If that is meaningful to the family, that's fine. But if having a live playing of taps would be more meaningful, this would increase the opportunity that might be able to be provided. So it's even in addition on that civics lesson, you know, it's a reminder that freedom's not free, that there's a cost, especially when you're talking of a fallen soldier, but just even paying tribute to those who have served in any way. So was really impressed that this student brought this initiative. His objective was to have a more meaningful option out there for families.
And as you were going through this process, what kind of feedback did you get from schools and administrators? I mean, we hear a lot about unfunded mandates and that sort of thing. Any issues that came up as far as dealing with educators and trying to figure this out?
I think they looked at it and at first thought, but the bill includes in it that the student is to check, get the approval in advance. They will get state aid for that student. It's an excused absence, and the student has to make up the homework. So it's not a financial loss to the school. You know, there were some questions raised, but just it's of interest. This student's father is the superintendent at Alwood Schools, and his father felt very strongly that this is needed and would be a good thing.
So does this function pretty similar to like an excused absence for, say, a sick day as far as how it works?
It'd be similar, right. By statute, it says what things can be excused. So this is adding to that list that this is a legitimate, established, approved, legislated reason to have an excused absence. The important thing is we don't want it to be an unfunded mandate. We don't want it to be a cost or a financial burden to the school. But the way the TAPS bill is written, it will not be. The overriding purpose is to pay honor and respect for the fallen soldier or for the veteran who has passed, and to do it so in the most meaningful way for the family.